When you understand the things of God, then you begin to see a lot of profit. When you understand the word, what it means to you as a believer and to a church in general, you begin to benefit. When you don't know, you perish. Anything that dominates the thought of a man, you get it. So, meaning that you need to have the right thought about something. But when you seek his government first, his rule first, his interest first, we can know the interest of God from the written word. We can know what he's putting first.
Concerning life, we looked at life and work. We looked at life and stewardship. Then we looked at life and relationship. And then today we are looking at life and leadership. See, life can be summarized in Three words: stewardship, relationship, leadership. Three words can summarize life. And stewardship is real about service, about work. We serve people. We serve one another. We serve God by serving people. We are stewards. We are managers for God. We labor for God. Our work as believers focuses on making the world better than we got it, doing the will of God. And relationship is so important in our lives. You can never be an island. You serve God by serving people. That is it. You relate with people. You connect with them. So let's look at life and leadership. Let's look at life and leadership in our kingdom moment this day. Say life and leadership. Say life and leadership. Say life and leadership. Say, oh God, open my understanding so that I can receive your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. So leadership is real about guidance. It's about direction. It's about guidance. Everybody is a leader. Everybody is a leader. You lead where God has placed you. There's someone watching at you. There's someone looking at you. There's someone who thinks you know it all. There's someone who puts confidence in you. So what you do will influence them. Someone said that everything rises and falls on leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. It's leaders that causes things to rise. It's bad leaders also causes things to go down. But you see, as believers, we are supposed to be the best leaders because we have God, we have His Word, we have His Spirit in us. But let me tell you, God does not force people. But He will show you what to do. He will tell you what to do. Today, there's a lot of hypocrisy in the church. There's a lot of hypocrisy in the world. Hypocrisy is about saying one thing and doing another. And Jesus condemned it. It's a real problem in the world. It messes up everything. It messes up justice. Because then if you're a person who is an hypocrite, you'll use two standards. And two standards that don't make things work out well. Even gifted leaders will fail when they try to run on two standards. You fail. When you hear people talk about justice, the law, really from country to country it is relative. It's really relative. Human beings are not perfect. It's really God who is just. It's relative. But believers, Christians are a great community of people. A great community. Humanity in general. God has committed a lot to man. But that's why we preach the gospel, so that man can return to Him and do things in a better way, in a perfect way, and make our world better. Because everything comes from Him. You disconnect from Him, though you have the certain desires which are good. Our conscience guides us. Right and wrong is in the human conscience. But without the help of God, you can't implement it. You can't do much. You can't overcome the forces at work in the world. Diabolical forces. Satan is real. Some people pretend that the devil is not there. The devil is there. So there's good everywhere. And there's also bad everywhere. They just vary in degree. But you can make your world better. You can make your world better. You can be a light in the world. You can lead others. Wherever God has put you, you can lead people there in the right direction. You can lead your family. You can lead your children. Praise God. So we don't need to betray the trust that many people have put in us, that God has put in us. Let's look at Matthew 5, 14 to 16. This passage just tells us that we are the light. Those who believe, the disciples of Jesus, they're the light. They can help people see. They can lead. You lead by example. They watch at you. They look at you. Sister Mary, let me tell you, in church here, people, they look at you. They study you. They study you. They look at how you smile. They look at how you choose your friends. They look at you. They look at how you do your things. What are they looking at? They want to see, is Mary real? Is she a believer? That is it. Am I safe in her hand? That does not mean that we expect perfection. You are 100% perfect. Let me tell you, don't be so rigid, don't be so legalistic, but have room to forgive people and love them. Praise God. Because the way God has created us for good, we are uniquely made. Some people are quiet, some people are talkative. So you don't criticize someone for being fired. Don't. Praise God. So we have to be, the Holy Spirit is a beautiful person. I'm telling you. He can guide you in every situation. That's why we just need, in our leadership, we need to depend on God. We need to depend on God. Because there are no two situations that are exactly alike. You need leadership of God. Who knows everything? Who sees everything? That one that is not talkative is good also. That kind of disposition is good. That one can keep your secret. Can keep a secret that can mess up things. That is good. So there's good in everything that God has put in us. The issue is the balance. The issue is the knowing what to do at the right time, at the right place. Praise God. That is it. So you are blessed to have the Holy Spirit in you if you're a believer. He can guide you. By the way, when Christ came to bring humanity back to God, God was restored. The relationship was restored. He put the Spirit in us, His Holy Spirit, to connect with heaven so that we can manifest the kingdom. It's about leadership. It's about empowerment for success through His presence in us. Praise God. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Praise God. You are the light of the world. You are the light. You help people see. Light helps you see where you are going to step in darkness. Helps you. You are the light. Remember, Jesus said, He is the light of the world. Then later when He told the disciple, you are the light. So when people consult you about something, you better be light to them. You better lead them. You better guide them. You better give them the right direction. That help guides people. That help impact people positively. Cannot be hidden. You don't even have to struggle to list what you have done. It can be seen. Praise God. It can be seen. Don't struggle about that. Just continue. doing what we're supposed to do. Be the light. Let Christ shine out of you. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. In the same way, let your light shine before men. Truth, light is truth. Light has to do with righteousness, right living. I want us to look at leadership from that perspective, from really how we live our lives, how we do things. Because you can never lead people anywhere by just talking. That's why Jesus spoke those words, by just talking. Because you can be a theoretical leader. You know all the leadership principle. That's what people talk. They can write volumes and volumes about leadership, about the principles. What about the practice? The real thing is in the practice. How do you live? How do you speak? Many years ago, the Lord spoke to me in a vision. Think like Jesus. Speak like Jesus. Walk like Jesus. And I knew that was Joshua 1:8. I knew. I knew instantly. In other words, allow the word to guide you. Allow the word to provide for you the direction. Allow the word. Be on one page with the word. Because God, as a leader, is perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. So what you think, what you speak, and what you do should all be one, aligned, for you to lead well wherever God has placed you. Don't speak two things. Here you speak another thing, and in your action, you are also speaking another thing. Very, very important. Praise God. Right living. Righteousness is simply right living. And that's why it is so important for you to know the word. Learn the word. Learn the word. Note down something. If you come to church, imagine you go to classrooms with a pen and books, because you want to pass exams. But don't you know that life also gives people examinations all the time? Tell your neighbor, you better pass your life exams. Praise God. The examination in marriage, there's examination in handling money, there's examination everywhere. And everyone is watching. Pray always for the church. Pray for believers. Pray for church leaders so that they live one life. Pray for fellow believers so that they live one life. They're not hypocrites. Now, once church people become hypocrites, they have fallen back into religion. They're just practicing religion. You fall back to religion, you are no longer effective for the kingdom. It becomes a show. It becomes being just nice here and there. But while on another path, the path to hell, praise God. So we have to be very careful. So leadership is about direction. Leadership is built on the foundation of three things. Let's look at that. The foundation. It is built on the foundation of three things. If you want to be a good leader, I want you to mark these three things. Three things. Number one, character. Character. Leadership is built on the foundation of character. If you have a problem with your character, you cannot lead well. You will not lead well. You will not. You can be highly gifted in doing something, but your character can fail you, can turn away hearts from you, and your gift can become useless. That's why when you are serving God, even in the church, mind about your character. When you are leading the church, mind about your character. It's not just about the gift. The gifts are good because it is good that it blesses people. But without character, you lose the benefit of your gift. You lose it. People would rather say, no, I can leave that, I can sacrifice the gift. Let me look for someone else. You close the hearts of people towards you. Close the hearts of people towards you. And some charismatic leaders in the church cycle, in the political arena, some of them look at certain gifts they have, and then they have a bad character. They portray bad character, thinking that the gift will keep people holding to them. But then eventually, they lose. These other stars you hear in different areas, musical stars, sometimes stars in the sport arena. You have heard of how some of them have ended in prison because of their recklessness, bad character. But eventually they've lost. They've lost their career. The gift became useless because of character failure. So your character is very important. And character is something very unique. You are not born with character. You build it. You have to form it. And for you as a believer, your character is who you are because of your relationship with Jesus. Praise God. Should come out of your relationship with Christ. Should come out. The moment you disconnect from Jesus, then you are at risk. Should come out of our relationship with Christ. Your character as a Christian is who you are because of your relationship with Jesus. That is what should really influence your character. You have to form your character on that basis. How do you handle your wife? How do you handle your husband? Now that you are in Christ. Very important. How do you relate with neighbors? For you now, as believers, don't connect into the rumor machinery of your neighbors. Don't become a rumor machine. Don't talk about other people so much. You focus on other people. You will fail to know what God wants you to do for yourself. And that's why the Bible says that don't get involved in people's business. Focus on God's business for yourself and what God wants you to do. I prefer when your neighbors run to you and say, oh, my neighbor, can you help me have this? Advise me. It's very good. It's very good. You can lead them to the Lord. You can help them. You can give them what can work. You can pray for them. And some of them will discover that there's power in prayer out of such a challenge. So if you are to build a good character that can make you a good leader, I want you to watch the following things. Watch your thoughts. Not that one down. Watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. If you have a phone, just put it on silence and write your notes there if you have a notepad in your phone. And please put off your phone and stop running up and out of the church. You dishonor God because you have come to worship him. Give him that time. He needs your heart. Some people is when they're demented and they're dying is when they remember, say, God, give me another chance. Yeah. Because you see, sometimes God wants to catch the attention of people, but they can't even catch the attention for even 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. They cannot hold the attention. Do you know why some people go into trouble? God allows them to enter trouble to catch the attention so that it doesn't lose them. Sometimes it causes them to lose everything they're hanging on. And so they remain now only with God. Then he gets the attention. No, that is too costly. That is too costly. We should not go to that extent. So, note down, character. Character. It's very key. So, watch your thoughts, because it's a key thing in the formation of your character, determining your character. You become who you are. What you think. You become what you think. Tell your neighbor, you become what you think. So you cannot afford just to think carelessly anyhow. There are some thoughts that should not linger for 1 minute in your heart. You throw it away. Someone said you cannot stop a bird from flying over your head, but at least you can stop a bird from making a nest on your head. So you cannot stop certain thoughts from coming to your heart. But it's wrong if you allow it to remain there for a long time, to make a nest there. So watch your thoughts, they lead you to attitude. Proverbs 23, verse number 7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The first part of that proverb. Proverbs 23, 7, part A. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever else a person says with their mouth, as long as it's different, it doesn't matter. What matters is what they think inside them. It is really what carries the day. They lead to attitude. What is an attitude? An attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about something. A settled way. Some people, if they have a certain attitude about someone, they can never be a friend of that person. If you ask them why, why are you treating this person fair? Why don't you like this person? They cannot give you a sound reason. It is their attitude. They have settled on that. So the way, if you keep looking at someone and say, this person is not important to me, this person is not, that is your thinking, then you will ignore the person. You will develop that attitude. So watch your thoughts. Praise God. The way you look at things. And watch your attitudes. Write that one. Watch your attitudes. They will lead you to words. The way you look at things will lead you to words. Words. The wrong way of looking at things will lead you to wrong words. You will begin to speak wrong words. And Jesus said, remember what he said, that people will account for every careless word they speak. You account for it. Word creates. That's why some people pass around some people's farm here. And people think it's a joke. And they cast a spell. A spell is cast through words. Don't let anyone deceive you. Spells are everywhere. Witches are everywhere. Whether you go to New York City, whether you go to London, whether you go to Beijing, you will find them. They're there. So if you have no protection, they'll put a spell on your crop so that you don't see an harvest. You see? But they use words. So words create, what does things? The entire universe was created using words. The Lord spoke words. So be very careful about the words you speak all the time. Because a leader must have a character that keeps making people. that encourages people, that influences people. You know, your character is very important. Your leadership is built on your character. It stands on your character. Character is a foundation to your leadership. Imagine if you have children in the house and you are a reckless man. You watch anything, you do anything. You talk to your wife anyhow. You fight with your husband when your children are looking at you. You treat your wife unfairly. You treat your husband unfairly. What kind of leader is you? You will cause trouble for your children. We have had to counsel children who say, I will not never marry. Can you imagine? I'll not marry. Why? Because of the way my dad treats my mom. Look at that. Look at that. So it becomes an uphill task to try to remove away that, the negative impact your character has caused in the lives of your children, innocent children. And God will judge you for that if you don't repent and change. And that's how young people are made to lose hope. When they see the people they were being, inspiring them, they look at the people they had admired. People who gave them hope. They see them portraying a bad character. That causes them to begin to rethink how they should live in this world. It's terrible. So we have to be very, very careful about our words. Watch your words, they lead to actions. Not that one down. Watch your words, they lead to actions. Watch your words, they lead to action. Whatever you do, by the way, there's a reaping. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Whether in word, whether in action, you reap what you sow. That principle, never forget it. Let me tell you, when you're a young adult, you're a parent, a young parent, don't be reckless. And you may think, you look like life is so long, you have a lot of time, you can mess around. No. No, life is very short. Tell your neighbor, don't waste whatever moment God gives you. Yeah. Turn to another neighbor, say, I promise not to waste my time. So sometimes people are reckless, not knowing that time comes when they are going to reap that. You mishandle the children, they have all gone away, you are old, you have no one to help you. That's a situation. Imagine people in Europe, the Western world, and even America, the way they handle family, the way they handle marriage, it is beginning to show. Now the other populations that are now worried, communities that are worried because now they don't have children to replace them. They are now asking other people to move in, to migrate to them there and fill. At the same time, they have this problem about strangers again. You see, you are now caught between the two things. You want, you don't want. You also don't want people to come into your country from other places. Again, you are also dying out. Say, now who will it take over this? Who will it be? Where will it, our workforce comes from? And that's why some of them are running up. AI will never replace human beings really perfectly. No, those are tools. It's just like a hoe. You can't. A human being is a human being. It doesn't matter what kind of technology you bring. You need people, real people. So watch your action, they lead to habits. All this will impact on your character. Habits, something that you do repeatedly. Actions, you keep acting in a certain way. It will form an habit. in your life. You talk, that's how you talk. You're rough. It begins with the thought, you're rough towards your husband. You're rough. Rough towards your wife. Rough towards your friend. Bossing people around. No. That is not good for you who is a believer in Christ. Praise God. Remind your neighbor, say you are leading for God. So it is very important. You are a leader for God. You lead on behalf of God. And watch your habits. Not that one down. They form your character. Watch your habits. The things you do every time eventually forms your character. And character is a very key foundation in leadership. You build your leadership on character. On character. And remember, for you as a believer, your character is who you are in Christ. Your relationship with Jesus should impact, should really be the main stay of your character. Should determine what kind of person you are. And watch your character, it determines your destiny. Your character determines your destiny. It will determine your destiny as a leader, where God has placed you, whether in the family, whether in the workplace, whether in the community. It determines your destiny, how your story ends, or where you are placed eventually. It's determined by character. I've seen very beautiful ladies who fail to marry because of character. Very handsome men who fail to marry because of character. Fail to settle in a family because of character. Fail to settle. When I was in school, there was a very beautiful lady that came from, who was in our, I grew with her, was in our class. But eventually, when she was an adult, she was such a beautiful lady. But she failed to settle in marriage. She had a very bad character. She had a very bad character. I don't know, something really put that thing in her. And I believe it started with a thought. She's a lady who could not even carry a baby. She doesn't carry children. Babies, no. She was so beautiful and delicate that she doesn't carry babies. She even tried to marry and failed. But the sad thing is she died without a child. Because the hatred for children started where? In the heart. How do you keep the world going if there are no children? Imagine beautiful children. Praise God. So character is key. Tell your neighbor, character is key. We are ending now. Number B, integrity. Integrity. You build leadership on integrity. Leadership is built on the foundation of integrity. That's the second thing you should take note of. What is integrity? Reliability. Truthfulness. Veracity. Because that is what will cause people to trust you. That will cause your wife to trust you. She knows that your word. She can trust your word. Say, no, they told you a lie. She settles because she knows you. Integrity is consistency. And that's what is lacking in leaders now. In the church, in the political arena, everywhere, in the family. They are not consistent. They keep changing the goalpost. And that's how they live a hypocritical life with double standards. Integrity, veracity, reliability. As a child of God, as a believer, you have to be reliable. You have to be dependable. 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 Can people depend on you? When things don't favor you, are you going to change the goalpost again? Change things again? Are you going to change your words because now I'm uncomfortable about this? No, just remain like that. Let it remain like that. Because you agree on something, when time comes now, it is what you agreed upon is not favoring you, you want to change again so that you can be favored. No, they don't work like that. Your word and your action should be the same. Tell your neighbor your words and your action should be the same. That's what integrity is about. That's what integrity is about. Even when you're a business person, let me tell you, what will bring you a lot of money is not shoddy things. It's not shoddy things. Once people know that you can depend on this person, they can come and even leave money with you without receipting. They can say, if it is that lady, you give her. Supplier, give her the thing she needs for her business. If it's that lady, we can trust her word. Give her the building material. You don't tamper with your weighing system, weighing scales. Someone was very hungry from being cheated. In fact, it was the baker. The baker man was very angry that the man who was supplying flour, was cheating him. He was very angry. He took the man to court. He took the man supplying him with flour to court. So what happened is, when the judge asked, said, why were you cheating this person? This man, what he bought from you, went and weighed it. He found you had cheated him. It was not the measurement. And you know what the man who was selling the flour said? He said, but I used the bread he brought. He said the bread was a kilo, a certain measurement. You see, a certain measure. He used the bread of the baker man to measure for him the flour. And so, Kumbe, this man was not supplying that weight of bread. If it was like 1 kilo, but the bread was maybe 3/4 of a kilo. So he used his own bread to measure for. So you don't change your scale. You don't change your measurement. You have to be a person of integrity. Promise your neighbor, say, I will endeavor to be a person of integrity. No, you are not looking at your neighbor's face. So now you want to play tricks. I get that one and I say, I will endeavor to be a person of integrity. Look. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. By the way, one of the things that you need to know is one of the good communication practices, keep eye contact with people you're talking to. If you keep dropping your eyes, they will begin to doubt you. That really does not mean that you'll not come across wrong people who will keep, no, but maintain, because people can read. Yeah, they can read you. Even if you keep your eye brazen, they can read you when they look at you. I say, no, I cannot trust this one. Especially for people who have the Holy Ghost in them, who are walking closely with God. The last one is C. The last one, number C, is influence. Leadership is about influence. Effect, encouragement, inspiration. You influence people. Leadership is about influence. It's really not about titles. It's not about words. oh, I'm a manager, I'm this, and it's about influence. You use that place. You can influence people. Anybody, everybody is a leader. There's a way you can lead where God has placed you. Where you excel, you're a leader there. Charles, I believe you in your business, you're a leader now in the area here. My prayer is for you to be a leader in this city. Yeah. You're a leader in your city. Because they say, but this man's work is nice. But then for those ones of you who love ice cream, this man supplies one of the best ice creams here. You want ice cream during your parties and birthdays? This is the man you should contact. He has a secret formula. The smell of his ice cream is different. You first go and test it. Praise God. So it's about influence. Influence. A leader encourages. A leader doesn't discourage people. A leader inspires. When people see at how you do things, they are inspired. They are kept moving. They are encouraged. That's one of the things we should do. Take note of if we want to be good leaders. Character, integrity, and inspiration. We must inspire. We must inspire people. We must influence them. Influence is so important. Let's influence people as Christian leaders. Let's rub on them. Let what we have rub on them and build their lives and cause them to succeed. Praise God. Just lift up your hands and talk to the Lord. Ask him to make you a good leader. Ask him to make you a good leader. Ask him to make you a good leader. Talk to him. Talk to him. Ask him to help you work on your character. Make your character better. Ask him to help you be a person of integrity. What you say is what you do. Ask him to help you be a person of influence. Influencing people positively, not negatively. Not negatively. Not training them to be the wrong leaders. Not training them to listen to baseless accusation, baseless stories about people. Not training them to cause others to make decision out of things that does not hold water. Talk to him to help you be a good influence, to help you inspire others, to help you be a blessing in the church, to help you be a blessing in the community, to help you be a blessing in the nation, to help you be a blessing in the world. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. I want to speak to those who are watching online. Perhaps you have no relationship with God. You don't know how to connect to him. You can connect to him now through a simple prayer of commitment that I want to lead you to say. If you desire to be a child of God, to connect to God, say this prayer after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior." Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. Begin to read your Bible. Get a Bible. Begin to read from the book of John so that you can begin to know what God wants of you. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira. Get in touch with us through our contact on the screen and tell us the decision, about the decision that you have just made, and we shall send you reading material that can help you in your newfound walk with God. God bless you abundantly.